With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The U.S. strikes Venezuela and says its leader has been captured and flown out of the country. Correspondent Luke Garrett reports.
The apparent attack itself lasted less than 30 minutes. Trump said in his social media post that the strike was carried out successfully. It comes after the Trump administration has escalated pressure on Maduro, who has decried U.S. military operations against alleged drug traffickers as a thinly veiled effort to oust him from power.
President Trump says Maduro was not a duly elected leader.
For many years after his term as president of Venezuela expired, Maduro remained in power and waged a ceaseless campaign of violence, terror, and subversion against the United States of America, threatening not only our people, but the stability of the entire region.
The FBI announced Friday that authorities disrupted in a potential terrorist attack planned for New Year's Eve in North Carolina. U.S. Attorney Russ Ferguson says the 18-year-old terror suspect had been reading ISIS material and made TikTok videos.
And eventually reached out to what he thought was a member of ISIS. In reality, was an undercover agent with NYPD in New York. He pledged his allegiance to ISIS with that undercover agent, and he disclosed his plans to, quote, do jihad soon.
The man allegedly planned on using knives and hammers to attack people at a local grocery store. Economist Steve Moore says president has orchestrated an exceptional economic recovery.
This really has been a bit of a miracle. What's happened in the last year, recovering from the kind of malaise of the Biden years, the high inflation, the declining incomes, the high gas prices.
Economist Steve Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. Are you reading scriptures?
The American Bible Society's annual report finds about 41% of Americans qualify as Bible users, meaning they have read the scripture at least three times a year outside of church services. That's up from 38% last year, but down from 2021, when half of Americans fit that category. The ABS report also reveals that a little over a third of Gen Z and millennials would qualify as Bible users, an increase for millennials over 2024. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo is adding his voice to the chorus of critics condemning Illinois for legalizing assisted suicide. The pontiff, who is from Illinois, says he has spoken explicitly with Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker and urged him not to sign the measure into law. Leo told reporters, "We were very clear about the necessity to respect the sacredness of life from the very beginning to the very end." And unfortunately, he decided to sign that bill. This is SRN News. A woman is arrested in Maryland road raid incident. Bill Alexander has the story.
Not just any woman, but a Washington, D.C. police sergeant. Kayla Cruz is accused of pulling out a gun and a crowbar during a road rage clash in Annapolis, Maryland. Cruz was arrested on New Year's Day after a felony assault investigation by Maryland State Police. The victim told troopers that the suspect brandished a crowbar and then the firearm during the incident. Kayla Cruz was identified as the suspect and arrested near her home.
President Trump signed a New Year's Eve proclamation delaying increased tariffs on upholstered furniture, kitchen cabinets, and vanities for a year, citing ongoing trade talks. The president's order signed Wednesday keeps in place 25% tariff he imposed in September on those goods, but delays for another year a 30% tariff on upholstered furniture and 50% tariff on kitchen cabinets. More details at srnnews.com.